This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montanans, I think, is what this story says here. Let me see here. Let me grab the story real fast. I had to run over and grab this off the printer here. Let me pull up the story. But yeah, they're talking about WIC. I think we heard about WIC in the other Women, Infants, and Children program, and how some of that money may not come through as a result of the Schumer shutdown and the Senate Democrats shutting down the government. Where did I see this story here? And then I want to tell you what they don't want you to know about this story, of course. All right, let me get to it. I printed up more stuff than I thought there, trying to hurry up and rush with the show prep during the break. Where did I put it? I had it right in front of me here. Well, anyway, let's just get to the gist of the story. I think they're saying something like, if I remember right, 78,000 Montanans apparently get SNAP benefits. Basically, you get food stamp benefits, things like that. And they're saying that because of the – well, they're not saying this in the Montana media, but this is the story. They're talking about how because of the government shutdown, 78,000 Montanans may not get the SNAP benefits, may not get their food stamps and things like that. But what they're not saying is that this is because of the Democrats that may not happen. It is because of the Schumer shutdown. The other thing that they're not saying is how legislative Democrats here in Montana have had the ear of these Senate Democrats and yet have done nothing about it. So if you're one of those folks out there that's a little ticked off that you may not get your WIC, that you may not get your food stamps, that you may not get all the SNAP benefits and everything like that, well, maybe you should get a hold of Democrat State Senator Cora Newman and say, wow, you just did a PR stunt with Democrat Senator Patty Murray out of Washington State, and you didn't say anything about this? You didn't communicate to Patty Murray what her shutdown of the federal government is doing to people here in Montana, the harm that it's causing to you and your constituents? I mean, that's what really needs to be called out here, is that the media in Montana is talking about some of the impacts of what is going on with the government shutdown, but they're not holding the people accountable who could actually do something about it, which are the Democrats, who are the ones who have shut down the government. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. We've been talking a lot about beef as well. Well, if you want some good Montana beef, let me tell you what. You can go right to the Montana Remus Angus Ranch website. I think their website is remangus.com. You hear Brian Massar join us on this show frequently. You can get their steaks, their beef bacon, and all sorts of their different Montana beef products shipped directly to your house. Again, go to the Remus Angus Ranch website, remangus.com. But also, you can find the Remus Angus Ranch jerky at several town pump locations across southwest Montana in particular. And then some of the town and country grocery stores also carry their Remus Angus Ranch beef on their grocery store shelves. So make sure you check it out. Remus Angus Ranch out of Dillon, Montana.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures stay from around 60 in Bozeman to the upper 60s in the Billings area. Clear and calm tonight with overnight lows ranging from the mid-30s to around 40. And then the outlook for Friday does call for more sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-60s in Bozeman, around 70 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
This is House Call for Health. Parents were long advised to wait until their children were 3 years old to introduce them to peanuts and other foods that could trigger allergies, but a landmark 2015 study suggested otherwise. Dr. David Hill with the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia says a new study published in the journal Pediatrics shows the number of children with peanut allergies has sharply declined.
If we actually introduce that allergen to children by mouth, having them eat it, before they're introduced to it via their skin, we can reduce the risk that child's going to go on to develop the food allergy itself.
Researchers analyzed health record data for about 40,000 children, finding that peanut allergies dropped by 43%. Overall, new early introduction guidelines have dramatically impacted food allergy rates as a whole, with roughly 60,000 fewer kids with food allergies than there would have been at least 5 years ago. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Well, I don't even know if the Schumer shutdown will be over yet and with the federal government will be open yet or not. But in less than a week, we will be broadcasting live from our nation's capital. Sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Montana. We're going to be doing a live show from Washington, D.C. right during Montana Coffee. So if you're going to be out there, you can come join us. We'll have the delegation on and more. In the meantime, we'll have the phone lines open for you right here with Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, before I get back to talking about the Schumer shutdown here, some very good news, even though the Schumer shutdown is still impacting the broader federal government. The United States Senate still getting some work done back there. This is very big news for the state of Montana. Senator Steve Daines and Tim Sheehy are now applauding the Senate confirmation of Bill Mercer to serve as a U.S. District Judge here in Montana. Yeah, this the confirmation went forward yesterday. I still got to get a story on our Montana Talks website about this. I was going to try to whip one together earlier this morning, but then it's just too much to do here for the show to get ready and be on the radio with you here this morning, or I would have whipped something up quick on the website. But yeah, Bill Mercer is currently a state representative in the Montana legislature, a Republican out of Billings. He's a former U.S. attorney for Montana. He also held a senior position in the U.S. Department of Justice nationally under the Bush administration as well. But he was basically, with the support of Montana Senator Steve Daines and Tim Sheehy, he was nominated by President Trump to fill a federal judge seat here in Montana, and it's actually the seat in Missoula. So this is huge because now you've got a Trump judicial nomination for Montana that has now gotten across the finish line. I cannot understate how remarkable this news is for the state of Montana, because these federal judges have just been crushing this state. You've had far-left Democrat-appointed judges. They have been blank checks for the radical environmentalists. You've got people like Don Malloy out of Missoula who have destroyed the timber industry. They've ruled against access to our so-called public lands consistently. Like I say, they've just been blank checks for these radical environmentalists. But here's the thing. These federal judge seats are lifetime appointments. So we have been stuck with these. You know, some of these federal judges were put on the bench by Bill Clinton back in the 1990s. And they're still sitting there ruling like tyrants from the bench, pushing their far-left radical agenda. And so thankfully an opening came up. I think this was the seat of Dana Christensen, who will still unfortunately sit on the bench, but he's moving into what they call senior status, if I'm not mistaken. But Senator Steve Daines and Tim Sheehy releasing this joint statement saying, quote, we congratulate William Mercer on his long-awaited confirmation to serve as U.S. District Judge for Montana. Bill will have a lasting impact on both our state and the nation, and his experience at the U.S. Department of Justice as U.S. Attorney for Montana and as a state legislator have uniquely prepared him for this role. We are confident that Bill will continue to zealously defend the rule of law and the original interpretation of the Constitution as he serves the people of Montana and the nation. By the way, in other news – well, before I get to the other news here so again, congratulations to Bill Mercer for his long-awaited confirmation here to be a federal judge in Montana. That's just going to be huge, so important for the state of Montana. But there's another federal judge seat in Billings that is open as well. So President Trump has another nomination to make for that seat as well. So I'm very excited to hear who President Trump will nominate for that federal judge seat. Another appointment that President Trump has available here in Montana is that of U.S. Marshal. And if you guys hadn't heard the news, this is something that a lot of folks have been you know, kind of talking about for quite some time. I think a lot of folks were not surprised when this news came out yesterday, because this was kind of long out there in the rumor mill that it was maybe going to happen anyway. But now it's official. President Trump is nominating Brian Gutkin to serve as U.S. Marshal for the District of Montana. Senator Steve Daines said, quote, "Brian Gutkin is an exceptional choice by President Trump to serve as Montana's U.S. Marshal. As director of Montana's Department of Corrections and sheriff of Gallatin County, Brian demonstrates a sincere commitment to public safety and the rule of law, and his leadership in our state leaves no doubt that he will continue to serve the people of Montana with excellence. I look forward to his confirmation by the U.S. Senate." Senator Tim Sheehy adding this about the former Gallatin County Sheriff and current Director of the Montana Department of Commerce, or Corrections, I'm sorry. "Brian Gutkin has served Montana proudly for years, and I'm glad to hear he's been nominated by President Trump to continue to serve and keep our streets safe as Montana's U.S. Marshal. Senate Republicans have overcome historic obstruction to get President Trump's picks in place, and we are eager to add Brian to the list of fantastic nominees that have been confirmed." So, yeah, there you go. Another good news story with President Trump's pick for U.S. Marshal. Hey, speaking of making some good picks and some good selections here, if you are looking for a plumber, whether you need a plumber for emergency services at your house or at your business, or, hey, maybe you need somebody to help out with the plumbing on a construction project that you're overseeing right now, get a hold of our friends at High Caliber Plumbing. Ron Gunn is the owner, veteran-owned business. Ron Gunn is the owner of High Caliber Plumbing. His wife, Kim, manages things, and his two sons, Matt and David, work for the company as plumbers. And by the way, if you would like to work for the company as a plumber as well, if you are a journeyman plumber and you'd like to live and work in the Billings or Red Lodge areas, go to highcaliberplumbing.com and reach out to them right now. Also, if you're somebody who wants to get one of those Rinnai tankless water heaters installed at your house, High Caliber Plumbing is officially certified to install the Rinnai tankless water heaters. So, yeah, get a hold of them. HighCaliberPlumbing.com.
Donald Trump's America.
The FBI searched agents across the U.S. in Operation Summer Heat over the past 3 months, making more than 8,700 arrests, seizing more than 2,200 firearms, and intercepting hundreds of kilograms of fentanyl.
Every American deserves to live in a community where they're not afraid of being mugged, murdered, robbed, raped, assaulted, or shot.
President Trump announced the crime crackdown alongside the director of the FBI and Justice Department leaders. In the last several weeks, the president has deployed federal agents and National Guard troops to places like Chicago, D.C., and Memphis.
I'm going to be strongly recommending, at the request of government officials, which is always nice, that you start looking at San Francisco.
But immigration enforcement operations and National Guard deployments are sparking opposition from state and local leaders and triggering lawsuits. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Darnell.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Yesterday, President Trump took to Truth Social, calling out ranchers and taking credit for cattle prices. In the statement he made on his social media platform, he said, quote, "The cattle ranchers who I love don't understand that the only reason they are doing so well for the first time in decades is because I put tariffs on cattle coming into the U.S., including a 50% tariff on Brazil." The president continued in writing that, quote, "If it weren't for me, they would be doing just as they've done for the past 20 years, terrible. It would be nice if they would understand that, but they also have to get their prices down because the consumer is a very big factor in my thinking also," end quote. Now, this comes as a scheduled press conference with the president and secretary of agriculture was canceled. They were planning to make a big announcement around the future of cattle ranching in the U.S. That announcement was canceled. Of course, this all stems as cattle producers across the countryside oppose President Trump's plan to import more Argentinian beef to lower the price of beef for consumers. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says that they cannot stand behind President Trump while he undercuts the future of family farms and ranches by importing Argentinian beef. They added that it's imperative that President Trump and the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, let cattle markets work without government interference. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, I do want to talk more. Thanks to Lane Nordlund for that farm and ranch report there. I do want to talk more about this Argentinian beef story. We had a great conversation with Montana's Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. We did our radio town hall meeting with him and took several phone calls and messages on the Montana Talks app. I was going to bring the topic up, but I didn't even have to bring it up. Zinke went right to it and said, look, when we say America first, that means American beef first, American ranchers first as well. I did also see a story here from Congressman Troy Downing that I'll get to here in a second. That was one of the other stories I was just working to print up right now. Western MT.news, Western Montana News, has a write-up. Maybe I didn't print that one up yet here. Here's the headline. Montana's Downing seeks clarity on Argentine beef imports as Trump defends trade strategy. So that's one of the stories I'll get to here for you in just a second. And then even the Federalist.com, a great conservative news publication, the Federalist.com. Keely Covello has a report there. Here's the headline. Importing Argentinian beef will destroy the American ranchers, crucial for national food security. Let me also add just one other quick observation. Like I said, we'll get to more of this story here in just a second. Let me just add one other quick observation. I don't know if you guys find this interesting at all or not, but isn't it interesting that some of the folks who are now pretending to care about, because we're seeing our friends on the left, they're talking about this issue because this is kind of the first beef that that Trump voters here in Montana have had with Trump, right? Have had with President Trump. And so now the Democrats and the never Trumpers are like, oh yeah, what about you know, bringing in beef from Argentina? You people have been against every tariff. You guys have supported every other country dumping everything else into America. But now you people pretend to care about one product coming in from one country? Oh, how come Trump's allowing this one product to come in from this one country? You people support and you get angry when Trump says, whoa, 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 America first, American industry, American mining, American timber, American this, American that. And you guys sit there and defend all these other countries tariffing us, and you get offended when Trump tariffs them in response. But now you guys pretend to care when one country might bring one product into America, you're a bunch of freaking hypocrites. You're a bunch of freaking hypocrites. And that's why nobody buys these phony Democrats pretending to care about issues like this, just like they never cared about the Epstein files before. They never cared because it was there. If they cared about the Epstein files, they would return every dollar, every dime that Bill Gates funneled and his family members funneled into the Montana Democrat Party and into their ballot initiative campaigns and into their Supreme Court candidate campaigns. If they actually cared about the Epstein files, they would return every dollar and every dime that Bill Gates and his family members pumped into the Montana Democrat Party. But they won't, because they never cared. They don't care. President Trump, let's go right to it here, and then we'll get into the beef story here a little bit more. President Trump calling out the Democrats for their selfish shutdown. This one comes via the Trump War Room.
Well, I think it's a shame that it's shut down because we have the greatest economy, as you were saying before. We have the greatest economy in the world right now, by far, the United States. We have almost 18 now. It was 17. Now it's $18 trillion being poured into our country, and it's no time for shutdowns. I don't think it's affecting what we're doing, but it's too bad for a lot of people. We have a lot of good people that are working right now that should be, and it's because the Democrats want to try and renegotiate a deal that they had negotiated. They want $1.5 trillion given to illegal immigrants who came into the country, and it's going to hurt the health care of citizens of our country that have been paying into it, that have been working hard for it, that really deserve it. So we're never going to do that. It's not going to happen. And I will tell you, there are a lot of good Democrats that really want to make a deal. And I think all we need is five Democrats, because we have a great support on the Republican side. So I think we need five Democrats, and there are a lot of them that want to make a deal. So I think at some point, common sense will prevail.
So what are Senate Democrats resulting to now? What are they reverting to, you know, in order to still try to delay and block this clean CR from moving forward? That's all it takes, is just simply passing this one simple bill, and the federal government is back up and running. So what are Senate Democrats now doing in order to throw their temper tantrum, drag their feet from getting the government back up and running? Here we go. This is Senator Tim Sheehy, Montana Senator Tim Sheehy. This must have come out late last night. Let me pull up the actual post on X here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Here we go, because I didn't see it until a little bit later in the morning, but this was a 2 a.m. update. Democrats spent the night reading poetry on the Senate floor. Capitol Police are being forced to listen to this nonsense while not getting paid. Senator Sheehy added on X, Schumer's stupid shutdown is reaching new levels of ridiculousness.
So 2 a.m. here, leaving the Capitol. We're listening to floor speeches from Democrats who have closed the government, and they're forcing Capitol Hill staff to sit in here all night and listen to them read poetry while they're not getting paid. So not only are they now closing the government, but now they're forcing our Capitol Hill workers, our police who keep us safe, all of the pages on the floor, to stay up all night listening to them read poetry because they think it's funny, because they want to make a statement. So not only are they not paying the government, as the government closed, they are forcing all these good people in this building to stay up all night and listen to them read poetry. That's how ridiculous this shutdown has become. That's how ridiculous the stupid Schumer shutdown is. This is ridiculous. Let's get back to work. Open the government.
I like the sirens in the background, just for a little added effect there. Could you imagine being there and you're like, man, I got a ranch in Montana. I got a family. I got to sit here to listen to these clowns read poetry. My goodness. When I hear about the Democrats reading poetry on the floor of the United States Senate, for some reason, the only poetry that I can think of that I hear and that I see when I think of these nerds is, you guys remember the movie Napoleon Dynamite? All I see is Kip on the floor of the United States and, oh, I love technology, doing his little I love technology poem. And then there was some other, who was the Democrat senator that was like gasping for air? Oh, my feet really hurt. My shoes. Oh, when you, well, what are you doing then, man? It is just such a joke. It is such an embarrassment. Tulsi Gabbard, remember, she was a Democrat member of Congress. She's a fellow veteran. And she cares about this country, which is a big part of why she left and fled the Democrat Party, which makes you wonder why anybody would wear that D on their jersey in this day and age right now running for office. But anyway, she is talking about all the crazy antics of the left right now, and the Democrats and the shutdown of the government and these, you know, their little bubble boy outfits that they're wearing at their No Kings protests. And she says this is why she and so many others have left the Democrat Party. Absolute train wreck, absolute embarrassment, what the Democrat Party is right now. Tulsi Gabbard, in her own words. We'll play that coming up right after this. Plus, I just got a message from Buck in Bozeman on the app asking a question about health care tied in with this shutdown. I think I've got an answer for him, so stand by.
Fox rocks.
I'm Tanya J. Powers. Foo Fighters founder Dave Grohl and his wife Jordan Blum made their first red carpet appearance together at a formal event since it was revealed that he fathered a child outside their 21-year marriage. They attended a gala in Los Angeles on Saturday. Last year, Grohl revealed in a post on Instagram that he had welcomed a fourth child with a woman who was not his wife. Limp Bizkit bass player Sam Rivers has died, according to social media posts by his bandmates. They did not say where the 48-year-old Rivers died or how, calling him, quote, the soul in the sound. Rivers left the band in 2015, but reunited with them 3 years later. Limp Bizkit is set to begin a tour of Central and South America in November. And Rush is expanding its 50th anniversary tour of North America. 17 new dates have been added in cities including Philadelphia, Detroit, and Boston. All of the previously announced dates were sold out, and pre-sales for the added ones start next Monday. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970,
or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. In fact, we're going to go into the messages on the Montana Talks app right now. Let's see. Conservative Coasty in Ballantyne says this: President Trump would never intentionally hurt the beef producers in our country. I believe there are bigger geopolitical reasons for what he is doing. That came in from that it goes by the name Conservative Coastie in Ballantyne. Thanks for that message. Right on John in Los Angeles says this: with all the negative actions by Russia, I am wondering how this may affect the International Space Station, considering they deliver astronauts, supplies, and have ownership of sections of the space station. I'm more interested. I see that President Trump also just put more sanctions in place against several Russian companies. I'm more interested in seeing if we might see some actions taken regarding the importation of Russian palladium. That's what I'm interested in seeing. So President Trump is very clearly losing patience with Putin and the Russians, as President Trump is trying to bring the war in Ukraine to a halt. And so he has now unleashed like two or three pages worth of sanctions on Russian companies. So I'm wondering if what's contained in there or what eventually might come down, if it could lead to a ban on Russian palladium imports. I know that's something that our congressional delegation has been calling for. But yeah, we'll get back to the beef story here in just a second. Buck in Bozeman has a question about health care. Obama created the Affordable Health Care Act,
and our insurance rates as a company went up at a factor of 10. If Obamacare expires, would those who are actually paying for health care see a reduction or an increase? Don't get me wrong. Either way, get rid of commie care. So that was a question from Buck in Bozeman. Now, I don't know if I have an answer to that specific question. I guess I was thinking of the debate right now about Obamacare, health care premiums, and the Schumer shutdown. because I got this from the Unleash Prosperity Hotline here earlier this morning. Stephen Moore publishes this newsletter. Great newsletter. Always has great insight. And big thanks to Scott in Billings for first flagging this one for me. Schumer's big lie about Obamacare and health care premiums. Stephen Moore writes, the Schumer liberals are running around the newsrooms screaming that Americans will face giant premium increases if the continuing resolution passes and the government is reopened. But these two things are almost completely unrelated. Yes, healthcare costs have become unaffordable thanks to the collapse of Obamacare, aka the Affordable Care Act. But the expiration of the Obamacare COVID credits only accounts for 3% of expected 2026 premiums. The rest is due to the failure of in controlling costs. So that 3% that he's referring to. So basically, what he is saying here is that the anticipated increase in healthcare premiums next year are all solely due to Obamacare. 3% of the expected 2026 premiums. So apparently during COVID-19, there was basically a subsidy provided for Obamacare to help out with the health insurance premiums. When the Democrats wrote that subsidy into law during COVID-19, they wrote it in to be a temporary boost for healthcare premiums, not to be a permanent program. Now they're trying to make a temporary COVID boost permanent, just like they tried to make all of the COVID spending permanent, even though our country is now $36+ trillion in debt. But even if you take away the, but he, so the Democrats wrote the subsidy to go away. Now the Democrats want to keep it in place. Okay, well, we can have that debate. They'll have that debate once they get the government back up and running, right? That's a separate issue. But the Democrats are trying to say, well, look, if we don't keep the COVID money flowing, it's going to lead to these massive healthcare premium increases. No, the healthcare premium increases are because of the Democrats' Obamacare and what they shoved down your throats. 3% of that is the COVID subsidy. The rest is due to the failure of Obamacare in controlling costs. And then Stephen Moore shares this from the Paragon Health Institute. Preliminary 2026 benchmark rate filings reveal that the expiration of Biden's COVID credits, a temporary pandemic measure enhancing subsidies for ACA enrollees, accounts for only 4% of the expected 20% average premium increase next year. 20% premium increase. In other words, the sharp jump in premiums cannot be blamed on the phase out of the enhanced subsidies. The real drivers are the same structural flaws that have plagued Obamacare since 2014 and rising health care costs. The bottom line, Stephen Moore writes, Obamacare should be repealed and replaced with free market health care. By the way, we had a doctor basically make that same point here recently. Because of the Schumer shutdown, he says, look, he has a lot of high wage employees. 60% of his business is Medicare. If Medicare is not paying for, is not paying the bill because of the Schumer shutdown, how is he supposed to meet payroll for his high wage employees that work at his healthcare facility in Billings, Montana? Right? Again, look at the impacts of the Schumer shutdown, what the Democrats are causing all across Montana right now. And also look at how the media isn't really paying that a lot of attention, because they know that the Democrats are responsible for the shutdown and they don't want to put too much of a spotlight on it. The other point that same doctor made is he's like, look, we just got to get the government out of healthcare. He said the government is just destroying healthcare. We got to get the federal government out of healthcare. It is just wreaking havoc, not just for patients and people for paying for insurance, but also for the doctors and the providers as well. Big picture here, though, Tulsi Gabbard, She was, I saw this one via Rapid Response 47, just to go back to the Schumer shutdown and more here. Tulsi Gabbard, yeah, she was on with Jesse Waters last night. And I think it just ties in with everything. It ties in with really the broader train wreck that is the Democrat Party today. But she was responding specifically to an ICE tracker that Democrats are planning to launch on their website. Democrats are planning to launch an ICE tracker on their website where they track our federal agents. Think about this. The Democrats claim to care about public employees, but here they are launching a website so that these insane nut jobs out there can track where ICE agents are located at. Tulsi Gabbard weighed in. This one comes via Rapid Response 47. She was on with Jesse Waters.
Jesse reminds me of the reason why I and so many others have left the Democrat Party. When you look at this party that is more interested in protecting criminals, cartel members, gangs, those who are causing incredible harm, ravaging our communities across the country, than they are actually standing up for the victims. You see a party that in many cases celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk. You see a party now that is essentially putting the lives of our law enforcement and their families at great risk. This is not the values of our country. This is not the values of the First Amendment and peaceful protest. This is a party that's undermining the very foundation of our country and putting the American people at risk, which is why President Trump, throughout his entire campaign, he promised the American people, I will make America safe again. I will secure our borders, and I will go after these cartels and gangs who are terrorizing the American people, raping young girls, causing incredible harm. And that's exactly what he's doing. I think the thing that's interesting to point out here, Jesse, is as you look at these law enforcement officers who are working for ICE, ICE's recruitment numbers have skyrocketed since President Trump took office, even in the face of these kinds of threats coming from some very powerful Democrat politicians across the country. Why is that? Because they are signing up to serve and protect the American people.
All right. So she talked about this is partly why she left the Democrat Party, just partly why she left the Democrat Party. I mean, the party is just such a train wreck, such a disarray right now. Oh, great message here on the Montana Talks app. This came in from, I think, Lenny, talking about beef and the Democrats pretending to care about Argentina. These same people who claim to support us now are the ones who are saying our cows are destroying the planet. Great point. These people want to put you out of business, yet they claim to care about Argentinian beef now.
Sports update.
And now it's time to recognize your 2025 NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder.
The seasons are changing. The NBA is back. Two games last night. The first one in the same place that last season ended, at Paycom Center in Oklahoma City, with the Finals MVP.
Now welcome to Center Court, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
OKC, how we doing tonight? We good? On behalf of the organization, myself, my teammates, we just want to say thank you guys. You guys have been amazing. Since the moment we stepped here, the love has been unconditional. From when we were losing by 40 to winning by 40, you guys never wavered. And for that, we will never forget you guys. This ring is just as much ours as it is yours, and we love you guys. OKC, let's do it.
Last season's NBA Finals MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander addressed the crowd and then went out and scored a team-high 35 points in the first game of the season. The Thunder and the Rockets went to overtime, then double overtime. First time in 20 years an NBA opening night game needed two overtimes. Three players fouled out, including Kevin Durant in his Rockets debut. Durant fouled Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 2.3 seconds left. SGA then made two free throws, and the Thunder won the game by 1 point, 125-124. Chet Holmgren added 28 points for the reigning champs. Durant scored 23 in his Rockets debut. Houston got 39 points and 11 rebounds from Alperen Şengün. Second game on opening night saw the Warriors beat the Lakers in Los Angeles 119-109. Jimmy Butler led Golden State with 31 points. Steph Curry scored 23. The Warriors withstood 43 points from Luka Doncic, who just missed a triple-double with 12 rebounds and 9 assists. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures stay from around 60 in Bozeman to the upper 60s in the Billings area. Clear and calm tonight with overnight lows ranging from the mid-30s to around 40. And then the outlook for Friday does call for more sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-60s in Bozeman to around 70 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Man, we have been covering so many of the big news stories of the day here this week on Montana Talks, but you got to go back and listen to a great conversation we had all the way from Israel. She used to work for the Montana Farm Bureau here in the state, and then she went back to Israel. She's been there for the entire 2 years they've been at war. She was there when the hostages were returned home, and she talked about the love for America, the love for President Trump. Check out that full audio and more. Go to MontanaTalks.com or get it on the Montana Talks app.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
Yeah, we got the phone lines open for you all morning long here, 406-294-0970. If you want to jump in on the conversation, or, of course, you can message us on the Montana Talks app. I'm still laughing at this soundbite that we played earlier from Montana's U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy talking about how Senate Democrats were up the other night reading poetry. At like 1 in the morning, reading poetry all to keep their nonsense going, to keep the government shut down, reading poetry. And there were a couple of things that came to mind. I mentioned earlier that all I could picture was, you know, these white and nerdy Senate Democrats. That's a Weird Al reference, by the way, for some of you leftists listening to the show right now. White and nerdy Senate Democrats reading poetry on the floor of the Senate. All I could picture was Kip from the movie Napoleon Dynamite, waxing poetic about how he loves technology. There was some other poetry that came to mind here as well, too. Let me see if I can cue up this movie clip. Do you guys remember the movie So I Married an Axe Murderer?
Woman! Oh, man! She was a thief, you gotta believe. She stole my heart and my cat. Betty!
All right, we'll hold it there. What a great movie, So I Married an Axe Murderer. All right, let's see. Oh, I thought we had a caller on the line, so I was going to talk about something else. All right, well, let's roll into it. We'll get to your phone calls coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Since we're short on time right now, yeah, great write-up here at westernmt.com. Congressman Troy Downing talking about our beef producers. I see David Jay had a report for KTVQ television as well. Let's go to the Western Montana News Report, though, here. Montana Congressman Troy Downing joining seven Republican colleagues in sending a letter to President Trump seeking clarity on reports of potential beef imports from Argentina. While the president defended his trade policies on social media Wednesday, Downing and Representatives Julie Fedorchek of North Dakota, Michelle Fischbach of Minnesota, and five others from cattle-producing states sent the letter Tuesday asking how Argentine imports would align with the administration's commitment to American agriculture. Downing said in a press release, quote, "Montana beef is the envy of the world and a keystone of Montana's economy. Our ranchers take pride in their work, and our people crave the quality beef they know and love. Developing strong trade relations is important, but more important is nurturing the American agriculture we have right here at home." In separate Truth Social posts Wednesday, Trump addressed the cattle industry's concerns about trade policy
specifically highlighting his 50% tariffs on Brazil and on imports coming into the United States from Brazil. So that was one of the things that President Trump responded with, particularly when it comes to the beef topic in particular. Let me just say this, though, again, though. Like, look, if you're somebody who's out there saying, oh, we should be doing American beef, we should be buying American beef, we shouldn't be buying Argentinian beef, okay, well, here's a great opportunity for you. You can get not only American beef, you can get Montana beef, and some very good beef at that, by the way. I've had these steaks delivered to my house. I've had their beef bacon delivered to my house. I've had their beef jerky. I've had a little bit of, you know, I've enjoyed it. Now I hear my dog freaking out downstairs. She heard me talk about beef bacon. Now the beagle's freaking out, if you can hear that in the background over my head to my sports headset mic here. She heard the beef bacon. She's freaking out, running around in circles, doing the zoomies. If you got a beagle, you know what I'm talking about here. But you're going to get the zoomies, too, if you try some of this Montana beef. Go to remangus.com for Reminis Angus Ranch. Or like I said, you can find their beef jerky in several town pump locations for their jerky, or even some of the town and country locations as well.
From the mattress firms.
Charlotte Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals help fuel my love for acting. When people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught. Service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
KDUL.